Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is coming up next. Audio and podcast of The Steve Jones Show, a service of Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is The Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Day two of the Kevin Herr crisis. Herr missing in action. I know he's claimed to have gone on vacation to Myrtle Beach. But we call this day two of the Kevin Herr crisis. Herr missing in action. We'll be doing a special on it at 11:30 tonight in place of Nightline. Now, when Kevin comes back on Monday, what I would like everybody to do is to call in and tell Kevin point blank how much you missed him. That's what I'd like. Now, in our second hour today, we're going to have Ron Musselman. For many years, wrote with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. In fact, he wrote the first full-length article on Bill O'Brien, where Ron literally went all over the place to talk to everybody from high school teammates to his high school coach, grade school friends, guys he was teammates with at Brown, coordinators that he worked with, head coaches that he worked with, went everywhere. Now Ron has stationed himself at StateCollege.com, where he'll still be covering Penn State football and doing the usual great job that he does. We'll have Ron on in the next hour. Tomorrow, Mark Brennan will join us from Fight on State. On Thursday, we're going to have with us on the show Jason Dombach, who for many years was with the Altoona Curve as a broadcaster, and to his credit along the way, has moved on to become the general manager of the State College Spikes and has carved out a really nice career for himself. He's done very well there, but he still is a broadcaster at heart, and he's going to join us for the show coming up on Thursday. Now, on Friday, what the plan is here on Friday is to do a preview of the Big Ten on the show. And we don't mean just any preview. We mean hearing from the coaches and some of the players in the conference so you, the fan, can get a better read on what's going on. Our number is 272, our number, by the way, to call in and talk with us today is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Day two of the Life Without Kevin Herr crisis continues. It's been a day where Ozzie Guillen had to apologize and was suspended for five games by the Florida Marlins. It's also been a day where, in basketball, Trey Burke at Michigan has decided to return. He, by the way, was the media selection as the Big Ten Freshman of the Year, the coaches selection of Big Ten Freshman of the Year. Cody Zeller, many thought he'd be a top 10 pick. He's decided to return to Indiana along with Christian Watford. I will point out, though, I'm not so sure if Christian Watford had any draft status for this year. And I say that with all due respect. There are only 60 spots. So remember, there are only 60 spots in the NBA draft. With that in mind, I'm not sure Christian Watford would have been one of the 60 players chosen. Not to say he's not a really good college basketball player, because I think Christian Watford is a really good basketball player. Would Christian Watford help Penn State? You're darn right he would help Penn State. Is he one of the top 60 players that would go in the NBA draft? I don't think so. Just because you're not one of the 60, which includes Europeans, underclassmen, seniors, and so forth, just because you're not one of the 60 doesn't mean you're not really good. He is really good. But he's probably not one of the 60 guys. I don't think he would get picked. Darius Morris, a year ago was picked next to last, 59th by the Lakers, after leaving Michigan early. And who's better between the two? I think you could flip a coin. They have different games. They're different sizes. Now, doesn't mean I don't think Watford can't play in the NBA. He actually has the size to play in the NBA, and he's got an outside game. But he's coming back for his senior year. Some people thought that Cody Zeller, though, was a top 10 pick. Zeller is a big man who, because of his family, and remember his brother Tyler, of course, senior at North Carolina, and people think Tyler Zeller is a first-round pick, not a lottery pick, but a first-round pick. Well, he had to play a lot of driveway basketball in Indiana against his brothers, his older brothers. So Cody Zeller had to play a lot of point guard growing up. That's why you see him have superior ball handling skills compared to some big men. Notice Anthony Davis of Kentucky, his ball handling skills being superior? Yes, they are. Why? Because he was a point guard until suddenly he grew out of it. He was a 6'2 point guard at one point in his lifetime in high school basketball and then grew out of it. Now he's 6'10, and they say he's still growing. That's why you see every once in a while his ball handling skills are superior. He's like, wow, he's a freak of nature, because he grew out of being a 6'2 point guard where he had to handle the ball all the time. He's used to it. Well, Cody Zeller in the driveway had to play point guard against his older brothers all the time. Thus, he has superior ball handling skills. Our number, 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. And next hour, we will have on with us Ron Musselman, formerly of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, now with statecollege.com. Now, Ozzie Guillen was suspended today for five games. He has apologized for the comments he made about Fidel Castro. Comments, by the way, similar comments that he made in Chicago back in 2008. But when you make the comments in Chicago, it doesn't even cause a ripple in the pond. When you make the comments in South Florida with such a heavy Cuban-American population, and especially with the ballpark being right there on the edge of the neighborhood of Little Havana, it becomes a tidal wave. So the Marlins suspended Guillen for five games for comments in which he expressed admiration for Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Marlins bench coach Jory Cora will be the interim manager during the suspension. Guillen said he would fly back to Philadelphia, where the Marlins resumed their series with the Phillies Wednesday, to address the team. First, he talked in Spanish. He apologized to the city, its Cuban-American community, and all Latin Americans for the comments, which were published on Time Magazine's website last week. He says, "I feel like I've betrayed my Latin community." And this is the translation, by the way, from Spanish. He says, "I'm here to say that I'm sorry with my heart in my hands, and I want to say I'm sorry to all those people who were hurt indirectly or directly. That I'm sorry for what I said, for putting people in a position they don't need to be in. As for all the Cuban families, I'm sorry," he said, according to ESPN's translation. "I said, I hope that when I get out of here, they will understand who Ozzie Guillen is, how I feel for them, and how I feel about the Fidel Castro dictatorship. I'm here to face you person to person. It's going to be a very difficult time for me." In a prepared statement, Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said Major League Baseball supported the suspension. He said that baseball as an institution has important social responsibilities, and he expects those representing the game to show respect and sensitivity to many of the cultures. He said Guillen's remarks were offensive to an important part of the Miami community and others throughout the world, and they have no place in our game, Selig said. Selig, by the way, did sit with the Orioles owner Peter Angelos with Fidel Castro when the Orioles played an exhibition game in Cuba in 1999. On Tuesday, Guillen said repeatedly that he does not admire Castro. Guillen, whose first language is Spanish, said when the comments were made, he was talking about how he was surprised Castro was able to remain in power so long, given the number of people he has hurt since taking power. Said the interpretation did not come out as I wanted, Guillen said in Spanish, according to the ESPN translation. I was thinking in Spanish, and I said it the wrong thing in English. Asked how the statement, "I love Fidel Castro," could be misconstrued, Guillen once again said he was talking about how he was surprised that Castro had been able to stay in power so long. He said, everybody in the world hates Fidel Castro, including myself, Gaines said. I was surprised that he's still in power. That's what I was trying to say to the journalist. And that's the first thing that came out of my mouth. I admit it. I said the wrong words. Cuban American advocacy group in Miami said they would boycott and demonstrate against Guillen until the Marlins fire him. Francis Suarez, chairman of the Miami City Commission, said Guillen should be fired. Joe Martinez, chairman of the Miami-Dade County Board of Commissioners, said Guillen should resign. Outside an entrance to the Marlins' new ballpark, about 100 demonstrators wanting Guillen's ouster shouted and chanted during the news conference. But the team did not consider firing Guillen or asking him to resign. Said, we believe in him, said Dave Sampson. Says, we believe in his apology. We believe everybody deserves a second chance. After the comment was published, the Marlins subsequently issued a statement clarifying that the organization has no respect for Castro, calling him a brutal dictator who has caused unthinkable pain for more than 50 years. Tuesday, Guillen said he respected the Marlins' decision to suspend him and was not concerned about the salary he would lose in the process because repairing his relationship with the Cuban-American community was far more important. I will do everything to try and make things better, he said. I'm willing to do everything in my power, in the Marlins' power, to do everything I can to help the community. Speaking to a packed audience in the media room at Marlins Park, the team's brand new stadium in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood, Guillen remembered being in the ballpark for opening day, and what a happy occasion that was. Now I'm sitting here a few days later, very embarrassed and very sad. This is the biggest mistake of my life. When you make a mistake this big, I will learn from this, he said. Guillen said he was disappointed that he let his players down and asked the team and the organization not be blamed for his mistake. I'll be back after 5 games. I just hope they do their job. What else can I say? Keep playing, and I'm going to put this problem behind me. Meanwhile, it's not the first time, though, that Guillen has praised Fidel Castro publicly. In Men's Journal magazine, in an interview that I referenced earlier in 2008, Guillen was asked to name the toughest man he knows. Fidel Castro, he said. He's a bull, and you fill in the blank, dictator, and everybody's against him. And he still survives. Still has power. Still has a country behind him. Everywhere he goes, they roll out the red carpet. I don't admire his philosophy. I admire him. Guillen, who's from Venezuela but became a United States citizen in 2006, also praised controversial President Hugo Chavez of Venezuela in 2005. He had appeared on the leader's radio show twice, and when asked about it, he said, not too many people like the president. I do. Guillen has since been critical of Chavez. During his first news conference as Marlins manager in September, he bristled at a suggestion he supported Hugo Chavez. Don't tell my wife that, because she hates that man. She hates him to death, Guillen said. I supported Chavez? If I was supporting Chavez, do you think I'd be the manager of the Miami Marlins? I never supported Chavez. Tuesday, Guillen, who was a U.S. citizen, was asked several times about Chavez. He said he doesn't support Hugo Chavez, who sees himself as a protege of Castro, and that he writes for a newspaper in Venezuela that is anti-Chavez. He also said he would not vote for Hugo Chavez. This is the last time this person talks about politics, he said, according to the ESPN translation. Guillen's outspoken manner has gotten him into trouble in the past. In 2006, he was fined and ordered to undergo sensitivity training by Major League Baseball after using a gay slur during a rant aimed at a Chicago area newspaper columnist. Jason Stark, by the way, wrote the article I just referenced. So they have suspended him for 5 games. They made the move. Now the question is it enough? Does he deserve a second chance? And especially in the community they're in. Remember that the Marlins ballpark, what they did was in 2008, they tore down the Orange Bowl that was on that site. And so I've been on that site many times in my career. I am familiar with the neighborhood around it because of the many times I've been down there for games. And it is right there in Little Havana. It's completely surrounded in the neighborhood called Little Havana. Well, what they did was they knocked down the Orange Bowl, and then the Marlins made the move, purchased the property, and built Marlins Park, which appears to be spectacular, by the way. I'm anxious to get back down to Miami at some point and see it. Looking forward to it as well. And the Marlins have suspended him for 5 games. They didn't fire him. Now we'll see how this plays out. He's in a tough spot. Put himself in a tough spot. We know that. 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Love to get your reaction to the story I ran yesterday from Sporting News about Urban Meyer and the circle of trust in Florida and the fear throughout the Big Ten land as to what he can do at Ohio State. Part of the article was that 8 student-athletes changed their commitment and went to Ohio State. I'm telling you right now, I think that in Columbus, the guy they ought to fear is Bill O'Brien. 1-800-795-9565. We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show without Kevin Herr. Day 2, show in crisis. No Herr after this.
The following information. The government HARP 2.0 loan program for homeowners late on their mortgage or upside down in value is now available. Government guidelines have forced lenders to lower interest rates no matter the value of your home. That's right, even with no equity and late payments on your mortgage, most national lenders have been ordered to lower interest rates. With the help of the Loan Solution Network, you can take advantage of historically low interest rates. Call 855-577-LOAN. Lock in a low interest rate even with late payments, little to no equity in your home, and less than perfect credit. Call 855-577-LOAN. Again, that's 855-577-5626. Save your home, save your money. Don't miss an extraordinary chance to lower your mortgage payment. For a no-cost, no-obligation consultation with our loan experts, call 855-577-LOAN. Get your payments lowered now before rates go up. Call 855-577-LOAN. 855-577-5626.
Here's Dr. Nicole Chrisman, a guy like having a relationship with a primary care doctor, one that will take the time to really get to know you and know you well enough to listen for what you're not saying. That's a Geisinger primary care doctor. There are nearly 175 of them at more than 35 locations throughout central and northeastern Pennsylvania, all following proven guidelines that lead to a higher standard of care. There's a Geisinger primary care doctor near you, ready to get to know you and your family and be there through every stage of your life.
Sometimes the most important thing I can do is just listen.
To connect with a Geisinger primary care doctor, call 1-800-275-6401 or visit Geisinger.org. Geisinger, redefining boundaries.
This modern world we have is filled with many things that make our lives easier. Washers, dryers, all kinds of fridges, stoves, other appliances, all new and modernized. If they let you down, though, you can fix them at a fraction of the cost than getting someone from outside to fix them by doing it yourself with help from APW. APW carries all kinds of parts for every brand and manner of appliance. If it's not in stock, Jerry will gladly order it for you. They make your life easier at APW Market Street in Sunbury.
Have you ever been to Surplus Outlet? There's a lot of places called Surplus This and Surplus That. I'm talking about Surplus Outlet grocery stores on Route 11, Northumberland, and Route 15, Montgomery. Shopping at Surplus Outlet is guaranteed to save you money. They carry the same everyday groceries as the other stores, just far better prices. Surplus Outlet sells produce, frozen foods, and meat products. Surplus Outlet also carries housewares, general merchandise, and healthcare products. They're open Monday through Saturday from 7 till 9, and they accept credit cards and food stamps. We all need to save money where we can. I'm doing it by shopping at Surplus Outlet grocery stores.
Weekdays from 10 a.m. till noon, join Dan Patrick on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
That's something you got to think about. Who would play you in a movie?
Jason Bateman. Not that I had that answer ready.
And you're about what? Are you 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3".
I'm not sure what he is, but most actors, you see them on television, you think they're 6 foot and they're like 5'6".
They're stumpy. Who would you, you know what I'm thinking?
Dude.
For you. Jason Statham.
Statham, that's what I was going to say.
Right.
Dan will talk all things sports and more. Dan Patrick, weekdays 10 till noon and again from 7 to 10 p.m. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Day 2. a show in crisis. The missing Kevin Hurd days continues. We'll have a special tonight on Nightline beginning at 11:30 on most of these ABC stations. Where is Kevin Hurd? What beach is he at? He'll be back on Monday, and hopefully when he's back on Monday that you, the fans, can greet him in a way that only he deserves. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 as we continue on the show. Ron Musselman will join us a little bit later in the show, next hour, in fact. Then tomorrow we'll have Mark Brennan on with us from Fight On State. He'll join us as well. On Thursday, Jason Dombach will join us. He'll be with us between 4 and 5 as well on Thursday. And on Friday, we'll do a complete as possible, a preview of all the Big Ten schools as they go through getting ready for next season and the fact that they're all getting set for the upcoming year in the Big Ten. And some of the people we're expecting to hear from, we're expecting to hear Friday from Brady Hoke, the head coach of Michigan, along with safety Jordan Kovacs, Kirk Ferentz of Iowa and his quarterback James Vandenberg, Pat Fitzgerald of Northwestern, along with his quarterback Kane Coulter, Mark D'Antonio, along with his new quarterback Andrew Maxwell, Jerry Kill at Minnesota, along with his quarterback Marquise Gray, Bo Pelini and his outstanding I-back Rex Burkhead. The guys that we're looking forward to hearing from as well from Ohio State. What the heck is his name? He coached Florida once. Bowling Green, Utah. Urban Meyer. We'll hear from him as well. Zach Bourne, the fullback. Indiana coach Kevin Wilson, along with defensive tackle Larry Black. Brett Bielema of Wisconsin and Heisman Trophy finalist Monty Ball. From Penn State, we'll hear from Bill O'Brien and Jordan Hill. Danny Hope from Purdue and his outstanding defensive tackle, Kawan Short. And quarterback Nathan Shieldhouse at Illinois, along with head coach Tim Beckman. That's what we have on tap for all of those. And take a look at the divisional play and so forth and get everybody up to date on what's going on in the conference. So that's what we're looking forward to and bringing to you so you can get an opportunity to hear from those in the Big Ten. So that is that's our goal, and that's what we're working on for Friday's show. It's lazy. You, the fans, deserve to hear that kind of show and find out what everybody else is doing. Now, between now and then, you want to talk about Penn State football? Job Bill O'Brien's done so far. We'll do that as well. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. Sarah Bartlett coming up at the bottom of the hour. Look, we may be without Kevin Hurd, but as far as I'm concerned, we still have the star of stars.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Okay, off day for the Nittany Lion football team today. They practiced yesterday. They'll be back at work tomorrow. I believe the media is going to get some access in tomorrow. This means that Carissa Maxwell will be there for a period of time tomorrow watching practice. But what questions do you have about Penn State football? They have 7 practices in the books, and so answer some questions along the way. I found interesting about, I mentioned the story about Urban Meyer yesterday. But I think Bill O'Brien has stepped in right away, and I think what he has done so far in his own way sent a very interesting message to everybody out there who thinks that Ohio State is going to ride Hurd. I think what they've done so far is shown they're going to go out and compete with anybody for any player they want along the way. Are they going to get every one of them? No. But I think they're going to show, by the way, that they can compete for anybody and be right in the thick of it. They have a lot to offer here. A lot to offer. If you are a quarterback and a receiver, or even a running back, let me run these numbers by you. Wes Welker of the New England Patriots was first in the National Football League last season in yards after the catch. Rob Gronkowski, the tight end, was fourth in the National Football League in yards after the catch last season. Aaron Hernandez of the New England Patriots was ninth in the National Football League last season in yards after the catch. Now, there are three factors that go into that. Number one, the respective talent of a Wes Welker, a Rob Gronkowski, and an Aaron Hernandez. Talented players. Two, quarterback throwing the football, Tom Brady. His ability to make the right read at the right moment and to lead them into yards after the catch. But the third one is just as important. Bill O'Brien put together the schemes that found the openings in defenses that allowed them to get yards after the catch because he put the right guys in the right spots at the right moments to make those plays. Fans, I think, are going to be excited by the offense they've seen from Penn State. They're going to like the tempo of it. Is it going to be perfect? No. No offense is going to be perfect. Even Tom Brady last year threw four interceptions against the Buffalo Bills. It was early in the season, but you have those days. So it's not going to be wave a magic wand and voila, you're going to be producing 40 points a game no matter what happens. You'll have some great days and some days where you're going to have to fight through it because the other team's doing well, they're having a great day, you're not making the right reads, whatever. Things happen. But on the whole, he wants to play with tempo. He wants to play with pace. He has set a great tone. Are they making progress? Yes. Is it going as quickly as they hoped? We'll find out. But he's off to a great start here. And practice number 8 is coming up tomorrow. He'll allow the media in for that. But what are your questions? What do you want to know? Any specific players you want to talk about it? We'll try to. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. And then we'll have Ron Musselman in next hour. Ron could not do the opening hour. He's been so busy. Part of this has been the busy time of the year for some people. Take, for example, Mark Brennan. Getting him on the show. Tried to get him on the show for yesterday. Reason being, though, he went to the Phillies opener. Well, you can't blame him for that. And then Jason Dombach's going to be here on Thursday. And that Big Ten preview is coming up on Friday. But again, this is day 2 of the show in crisis. Kevin Herr, MIA, at MB, Myrtle Beach. Well, right now he is sunning himself, much to the chagrin of local authorities. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So what are your questions about Penn State football? 7 practices are in, 8 more to go. What's doing? What you think about Bill O'Brien's transition into the program? How the quarterback's doing? Whatever. Our number, 1-800-795-9565 is the number. Also, Ozzie Guillen apologizing today and suspended for 5 games by the Miami Marlins. Tigers top of the 9th, now lead Tampa Bay 5-2. Tigers off to a great start. Also been a day where, for example, Cody Zeller, Christian Watford decided to return to Indiana. That's big. Indiana had a 15-game improvement last season just by the addition of Zeller. And some thought he could be a top 10 pick in the NBA draft. But he's coming back. Watford is a really good college player. Don't know if he was one of the top 60 for the draft. Trey Burke returning to Michigan. Many thought he was going to go to the NBA draft, but he's coming back for another year as well. The Phillies have an off day. That's why Ozzie Guillen went back to Miami. After they won yesterday, the Marlins did, 6-2. Guillen knew, of course, he had big trouble, didn't want to answer questions in Philadelphia, flew back to face the Miami media and the community personally. The Phillies and Marlins will play again tomorrow. The Phillies right now can't find offense. Just can't do it. It's almost been stunning to see the lack of offense that the Phillies have so far. It's not as if, even without Utley and Howard, they're totally devoid of it. It's not. Shane Victorino's a good offensive player. Hunter Pence is a good offensive player. And Carlos Ruiz isn't that bad. Polanco's delivered some hits in his lifetime as well. But right now, they collectively not getting it done. Their slugging percentage is terrible so far. I mean, you look at yesterday. I mean, you notice the one extra base hit they got yesterday drove in two runs? Freddy Galvez said that. But they are struggling, and they can ill afford to have a poorly pitched game right now. I mean, Hamels was no better than okay yesterday. But Halliday was really good. He won. Lee pitched well. Didn't win. Vance Worley pitched really well. No decision. Then yesterday, Hamels. So they're off to a 1-3 start. Now, there's 158 games to go. But I think everybody's been taken a little bit aback by the fact that the Phillies really have not hit. And that is a rough Philadelphia start so far. As we pointed out yesterday, although we have Mets fan call up yesterday. He says, hey, because I mentioned everything's turned upside down. I mean, the Mets are 4-0. They won again. You know, you have the Braves at 0-4, and the Phillies are 1-3. Arizona's 3-0. Finally, the Giants broke through their 1-3. And then you have both the Red Sox and Yankees. One of the Red Sox had to score three in the ninth to beat Toronto last night. But the Orioles and Tampa Bay both finally lost. But at least it's only, what, four games in. But it's interesting. You look at it and say, wow, it's all upside down right now. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. Love to hear from you today on this Tuesday afternoon where it looks like it's a fall day. It looks like it's a football day out there. Feels like a football day out there today. And yesterday was practice number 7 for the Nittany Lions. Michael Motti did meet with the media earlier today. Motti's knee is really progressing very well. Very well. Not taking any contact during the course of the spring. Watched him do shuttles yesterday. Just looked really quick working on the AstroTurf field yesterday. Spirits are up. I think if they were to play a game on June the 8th, for example, he'd play. Now, considering the start of the season is September 1st, that's not bad. But I think if they were to play the first week of June, I think he'd actually be able to play in the game. One of the keys with Motti's injury compared to other ACLs that you see, it's the ancillary damage around the ACL. For example, you'll see sometimes doctors wait three and a half weeks. That's because they not only tore the ACL, but they tore the MCL and they did something to the PCL. Okay? And especially if it's the ACL-MCL. For Motti, his injury was only the ACL. He only had the ACL. That's why his surgery was done 9 days after It happened. He was hurt on a Saturday against Illinois. Monday, the surgery was done. Because of that, because it was an ACL and the surgery was done so quickly because there was no swelling, his rate of recovery is quicker than the average. And I saw him planting, cutting, shuttling, and no issue at all. Wasn't babying that thing at all. He landed and cut hard on it several times. And he looked to me, now it'll get better, but he looked quick to me yesterday when I watched him on the field. And he talked about that earlier today when he talked with the media, that he's progressing really, really well. And that's a big plus. They'll need that. And Pete Massaro has done well during the course of the spring. At the same time, they know what his capabilities are. He is now a little bit more than 1 year removed, a year and a week removed from tearing the ACL. It's the second time he's had to go through it, but I thought Massaro was starting to really look good about December. Right about December, I thought he was starting to look pretty good, working on the side fields and so forth. And I think he's one of those guys that if he wanted to, I think if he were to ever petition for a sixth year, if he were, that's still a big if. That would be Pete's call and where he stands at the moment. If he wanted to, I think he'd have a good shot at getting it. Both of his ACLs occurred in the spring. The first one was actually during the spring game itself. And then, of course, last year in spring practice. So he's missed two full seasons now because of off-season injuries. That's why I think if he were to petition for a sixth year, I think he'd have an excellent chance of getting it. But Pete's excited to be back now. Smart, dedicated, team guy, led this team in sacks in 2010. Getting him back, especially with the losses of Eric Lattimore and Jack Crawford at end, getting Massaro back, huge. And that's been important to get him back on the edge. Gives them now, again, more balance on the defensive front between having Massaro, Sean Stanley, Deion Barnes, Kyle Bobolets, C.J. Alani, and they have some depth at defensive end. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. Let's go to Pete in Winfield. Hi, Pete. How are you today? It's great to hear from you.
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. Thanks a lot for asking, my friend.
Yeah. Hey, I hear you talking about O'Brien being the coach and looking good out there. I just hope, as a Penn State fan, we don't have anything like Notre Dame had with Charlie Weiss. that didn't seem to turn out well for them. And I'm hoping anyhow that Penn State can do a lot better with the new type of offense and more exciting offense than they had in the past. What do you think about that?
Well, that's a great question. And, you know, it's the first time, Pete, that's been brought up. Part of Charlie Weiss's problem at Notre Dame is that Charlie Weiss relied on a certain recruiting service to help him out. That, to be honest with you, doesn't have the greatest of track records. And he really, for somebody who had not really been in the recruiting game for a long time, he went that direction. Now, for Bill O'Brien, it seems like recruiting comes naturally to him. He had done it, of course, at Duke, Georgia Tech, Maryland. And, of course, he has a young, hungry staff around him, Charles London and John Butler, and established guys already in Larry Johnson, Ron Vanderlinde. And then you mix in Ted Roof, you mix in Mac McWhorter and Stan Hickson. And he has a well-rounded staff, and he's also divided the state up into 9 sections. Each coach not only has an external part, but they all 9 have an internal slice of Pennsylvania to recruit. And that's part of what I think hurt Notre Dame, is that, yes, they recruited the Jimmy Clausens of the world, they did not recruit well enough, especially on the defensive side of the ball. Notre Dame, and it's still Notre Dame's issue to this day, Notre Dame has had outstanding skill position players over the last few years. I don't care whether it was Charlie Weiss or Brian Kelly. You look at last year's Notre Dame team. I like the tailback a lot. The wideout is outstanding. He'll be one of the top 10 guys drafted in the NFL. Quarterback play, not that bad. But they still lack speed on defense. And they haven't had speed on defense in years because they've invested all their speed on the offensive side of the ball. And well, I think that Bill O'Brien, I'm sorry about that, Pete. Go ahead.
No, well, what I always got about Notre Dame is, you know, is the fact that, you know, they're televised every game, which not that Penn State isn't around the area here. But they get a lot of television time regardless, and I think that, to me alone, would be a very good recruiting tool. Because, you know, the more you see a team and the more they win, the more these young kids coming out of high school, you know, and they have their tradition there, you know, down the hallway and slapping the wall there with the Notre Dame, kind of like Penn State with their uniforms and what have you. It seemed like they always are like a step above Penn State as far as, I would say, national coverage. And it seemed like Penn State seemed to fare better with their kids in their records at times than what Notre Dame would. And then when they went out and got Charlie Weiss, you know, when he came in, they just thought a national championship was just one or two seasons away, especially with Clawson behind the quarterback. It just all went downhill quick.
Well, it went downhill quick because I don't think they recruited well enough. And, again, they haven't had team speed on defense really since the Lou Holtz era. And I think that's been a big problem for them. And ratings-wise, even though they are on NBC, the ratings for Notre Dame football on NBC are lower than the regional games on ABC. It's not the same as it used to be.
No, it seems like when Penn State had that losing record there, it had a bad time when they were, I think they were, 6-7 the 1 year. I know there was a couple games that weren't televised, televised, but maybe on another network that wasn't like Fox or someplace like at our local network. It's Notre Dame every Saturday. It's on ABC, and it's usually at 2:30, not at 1 o'clock like most games or 4 o'clock. It's 2:30, and no matter what their record was for the past 5 years, you watch Notre Dame, and you know, I don't know how the TV can justify their ratings, and when you know nobody's gonna they're gonna lose a lot of fan base when their record's low. It's just natural, you know.
It is natural, and I'll say this, the Big Ten Network's the great equalizer to that. Now you know every game, regardless, is going to be on television, and not only that, the money that each Big Ten school is getting is actually greater than the money Notre Dame gets per year from its TV and radio contracts.
Yeah, so, I love the Big Ten
That's
Network.
Important.
Yeah, I love the Big Ten Network. I have satellite, and it's great to have it because I know I don't have to worry about looking at the TV guide every Thursday or Wednesday to see if Penn State's on.
That's right, exactly.
You know, Pete, what I mean? I know I'm pretty sure they're going to be on unless something really drastic happens. But
absolutely.
Okay, I really hope O'Brien shows us. I like to see some higher scoring. And over the years, Penn State was a 14-12 win, or maybe 21 to this. In a couple games, they got up there pretty high, but they weren't against the skilled schools that. Like the Alabamas and stuff. So, the year we played Alabama, we were right in it. It seemed there, and played pretty good. I think it was 2 years ago. I just think nowadays football, high school or college football, you got to outscore. You got to have the offense. You know.
I think he'll bring that to the table, Pete. I really do. Down the road, he will.
Okay. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, it was great to hear from you, Pete. We'll come back with more of the Steve Jones Show on WKOK after this.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Once again, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation are honoring area high school seniors as outstanding young Americans. These students have excelled in many areas in both the classroom and their communities. Congratulations to Megan Lamont from Danville Area Junior Senior High School, Thomas Toole from Lewisburg High School, Adam Snyder from Lime Mountain High School, and Carrie Siebert from Meadowbrook Christian School. The Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, Daily Item, and the stations of Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation would also like to mention these students who, like the group just named, have been lauded as outstanding young Americans. Maggie Snook of Midwest High School, Amy Smith from Mifflinburg High School, Northumberland Christian School's Brooke Conklin, Eliza Miller of Seals Grove High School, Shigalamy High School's Kimberly Krankowski, and Benjamin Manville of Sun Area Technical Institute. Here's a sincere wish for all the best in the future from the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, the Daily Item, and News Radio 1070 WKOK.
News Radio 1070 WKOK is the area's only station offering news, sports, weather, and business information 7 days a week, no matter if it's a weekday or weekend. We'll let you know what's happening around the world or around the corner. Plus, with WKOK.com, you can get the news and information whenever and wherever you want. News, sports, weather, and business info all day, every day from News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Take a break from standard television and see what you've been missing with high-definition TV from Service Electric Cablevision together with CATV service. With so many HD channels to choose from, you'll be amazed as you watch all of your favorite shows, movies, and sporting events come to life on your screen in flawless high-definition resolution. Plus, CATV HD TV can be bundled with our other great products, resulting in ultimate savings for you. Visit CATVservice.com today or give us a call to enhance your TV viewing experience with CATV HDTV.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Hour. More calls next hour from you. I know we had to turn one away from there from Williamsport. You can call back. We'll talk to him at 4:05. And Ron Musselman will join us about 4:15. Up next at the top of the hour, CBS News. But then somebody who should be on CBS News, as far as I'm concerned, Sarah Bartlett, here on WKOK.
Your station for news.